Monday, the 27th of February, was the British Lung Foundation's Action Mesothelioma Day. Mesothelioma is a terminal cancer, and there is no cure. Many families gathered at Manchester Town Hall to ask why there is no government funding for research into the illness. Almost 2,000 people die from it every year. That's 5 people a day. And its only known cause is exposure to asbestos. I asked Patricia and Eric James what it is like to live with such a disease.
2 years ago we first had the problem came about and they didn't find anything. He's self-employed, he's not got any insurance, and basically what it is it's going to stop his life at 59 years old. At the minute he's gone through 3 lots of chemo and they don't seem to be doing anything at all. It's because, you know, they don't know a lot about it. It's a big impact on him because he thought he was really, really fit man.
Yeah. These things happen, unfortunately, but I might say nobody's really looked into it. It's just been one of those things where people's worked through it. I've been in this business for 43 years as a joiner. When it all started, he was just told to do the job. If you didn't, you had to look for another job. That's, you know, and everybody said, "Oh, well, you're all right to work with this asbestos. This is safe." But
yeah,
not the case.
Never told you had any. You know, it was going to have repercussions like this years down the line.
And basically, come here today to see what some of the other people are going through, because it's totally new to us and one hell of a shock.
And it's like you come to, you've worked all your life and you're coming up to retirement ages, the pair of us, and you think, you know, you can have a nice retirement together, and we don't know how long we've got now, basically.
So what do you hope the outcome of today will be?
Well, we hope it helps people in the future, you know, for future people, because it seems to be coming out more and more and more. This, like I say, it took 2 years for them to actually detect Eric's, because it's such a difficult one apparently to detect, so I think they need more action with it, more looking into it. You know, they've done lots and lots for breast cancer and lots of other cancer. I think they need to start concentrating on this one now.
Turner Brothers in Rochdale, Greater Manchester, was the largest asbestos factory in the world. Vast amounts of the waste was dumped on the Spodden Valley site, and it's not known how much remains. Jason Addy heads the campaign for Save Spodden Valley. He told me more about mesothelioma.
It's caused by exposure to asbestos, and incredibly, more people die of it in this country every year than from road traffic accidents, yet it's a hidden killer, and we're here to make a big shout about this. It's about time that people knew about this horrible, horrible cancer caused by asbestos.
For more information, visit www.spoddenvalley.co.uk, or to get your views on air, email mixdownuk@hotmail.co.uk.